Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. That's Bill Press. He's my fine co-devil, yeah, at least for like 10 more minutes. Bill, appreciate you coming around today. I don't know if
you... I've been called a lot of things, but I've never been called a co-devil before. And I love it. I think that's great. I'm proud to be your co-devil.
Well, sir, you could be the lead devil in your own right, of course. Bill, I don't know if you watch our little backyard spectacle going on here in the state of Wisconsin, but we've got a former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice named Michael Gabelman, and he's sort of a puffy, bloviating sort of guy. But he's been put in charge of an investigation. And this guy came out, this Gabelman, Bill, and effectively after the election said, you know, it was rigged. It was rigged. And the assembly, the Republican leadership, Robin Voss is the guy's name, put this guy in charge of the investigation. Well, he's gone out and hired people that have filed lawsuits to try and overturn the last election. He's hired one guy, I believe, was either working with or is a convicted felon. He's doing an office share with the Thomas More Society. He might as well be doing an office share with the Federalist Society. And then he's arguing yesterday very passionately, calling them by first names, Democratic lawmakers who would dare challenge or wonder who he hired on the taxpayer dollar, and, you know, basically telling them to shut up and sit there. He'll tell them what he's going to tell them. Bill, I don't know if you've caught the spectacle, but it's getting quite interesting around here.
I'm sorry.
Rachel Maddow's been watching, apparently Bill less so.
Well, maybe fortunately I haven't been, right? Because I can't believe there's still people who are tied up in this recount and this investigation of the election. And but I must admit, I'm not surprised that it's happening in Wisconsin. Hey, I got to tell you, I can't figure Wisconsin out, all right? You know, there's Mark Pocan, who is, I think, one of the best legislators
My
anywhere.
Congressman.
He is incredible. Look, Russ Feingold, you have some great people out of Wisconsin. And then you got bozos like Ron Johnson, you know, or blanking on your that nutcase of a governor you had who ran for
Scott
president.
Walker. Well, his lieutenant governor is out running. Her name, Rebecca Clayfish. And she is quite a ticket. Bill, she's gone full Trumpster. You know, she could have played suburbanite Republican. You know, Trump sort of offended the suburbanite housewives, the Republican housewives. And perhaps that's part of the reason why he lost. In the exurban counties around Milwaukee, the wow counties, as they've been come to known, Bill, well, Donald Trump did not do well. And this Rebecca Clayfish, who served under Walker, could have played centrist Republican, then, you know, gone over to right-wing talk radio and done the wink, wink, nod, nod. I'm the right kind of Trumpist Republican. She could have had the best of all worlds. But she didn't, Bill. She's come out and she's full anti-vaxxer, anti-critical race theory, anti-Governor Tony Evers, and, you know, she's for God and against everything else, Bill, and, you know, for Trump, of course. It didn't have to be that way. I think that Tony Evers, the Democratic governor, I think he's vulnerable. He didn't get a lot done, a lot of obstruction, much like Bill Joe Biden's experiencing. But to run hard right against him, I think may help our governor get reelected, Bill.
I think she's making a mistake. I think I hate to say it, but Glenn Youngkin, who won in Virginia, right? Total phony, by the way, total phony. But it worked for him because he pretended to be Trump light, basically, right? He wouldn't attack Trump, but he also would not. He didn't really wasn't happy when Trump endorsed him. Trump had a rally video, right, where he endorsed him. Youngkin didn't even show up, right? And he certainly convinced somebody around Trump to keep Trump out of Virginia, right? So I think he showed that the only way, look, Trump, I think Trump's effectiveness with his endorsements, and he's endorsing all over the map, right? They're not going to be as valuable as people think. I think the only way to the Republicans can maybe survive this is to keep their distance from Donald Trump. Not repudiate him entirely yet, but keep their distance. That would be my advice. They don't ask for it.
It's not like an orange ticket. You know, that's funny because that Rebecca Clayfish I mentioned, the lieutenant governor that's very Trumpist in her new approach as a candidate. Well, Donald Trump already came out and is recruiting former Congressman Sean Duffy, going, run, Sean, run. I mean, even embracing, kissing the guy's ass doesn't win you any love or affection. He's already recruiting alternative, more Trumpist candidates, Bill.
Yeah. Let's see. We saw how well Donald Trump did in Pennsylvania with Sean Parnell, right?
Well, I bet he gets on the Dr. Oz bandwagon now. What did you think about Oz running for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania?
I don't know what to think about Dr. Oz, although, come on. I mean, another celebrity candidate, another TV, you know, nobody as far as I'm
concerned. Bill, if he starts prescribing ivermectin, he just might win the Republican primary. 844-967-2789. A few more minutes with my fine co-devil, Bill Press. Mark from the SAC, say hi to Bill Press.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
All right.
I can remember calling into your show some years ago.
Good for you. Great.
But what's most disturbing, what's one of the things that's also disturbing to me is women should wake up and recognize that the Republicans will go after birth control as well. All forms of birth control. I heard in the Tom Hartman show today that there's a large percentage of pregnancies that end in miscarriages just as a matter of course. And nothing to do with, you know, the women don't even realize they're pregnant and they have a miscarriage. They just think they're having a heavier than normal period. And let's remember Pence, you know, Mike Pence wanted to pass a law where women had to be investigated if they had a miscarriage. I mean, this is what the Republicans are after. These Republicans want to put women in truly second-class citizen status, assign them to the red tent probably when they're having their periods, that it's just as deeply disturbing because you've got, you know, Amy Coney Handmaiden Barrett on the Supreme Court.
Mark, appreciate your thoughts. Want to give Bill a chance to respond. Got a little bit less than a minute, Bill.
Well, Mark reminds me, the dumbest of the whole bunch on the Supreme Court is Brett Kavanaugh, right? And he proved it yesterday by saying, my question is, why should the court have anything to do with this? Why don't we just leave it up to the states? Duh. That's why the court is there, to make sure that basic constitutional rights are applied evenly to all Americans in all 50 states, right? If he doesn't get that, he doesn't belong in the court. And we know he doesn't belong in the court for a lot of other reasons as well.
Bill Press, best co-devil I've had all day. Bill, really appreciate it, man. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk soon. Come back hour two with James Santel, former U.S. attorney.
Sign on with the devil.
Sometimes I had too many beers.